Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, it's been good to been here already. It was encouraging already with the songs that we sang and heard, and with what Mo shared. And I had to think, you know, we need to get the seed out of the bag first, and like Mo said, to prepare the ground, and then it's the Lord's. It takes our cooperation for this. A couple weeks ago, we sang a song here that really stood out to me for some reason. I know we sang it before, but that morning, it just stood out to me, just especially the first line. It was a word of, it says, "Oh, wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord." I'll just read the first line here. "A wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord, true wisdom its pages enfold. And though we may read them a thousand times o'er, they never, no, never grow old. Each line has a treasure, each promise a pearl, that all, if they may, secure. And we know that when time and the world pass away, that God's word shall forever endure." As I was reading one day in Matthew 24, these words kept coming to me. Each line has a promise. Each line has a treasure. Each promise a pearl. I know this was just somebody's thought, but I think it is really so. And as I pondered and prayed about the opening for this morning, this kept coming back to me. I'm going to read here today in Luke 24. There's a story of two disciples there in Luke 24 from 13 to 32. "And behold, two of them the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 84 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, Art thou the only stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known these things which are come to pass here in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which is a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him unto be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, a certain woman also of our company made us astonished, which we were early at the sculpture. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And a certain of them which were with us went to the sculpture and found it so, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And we said unto them, O fools, slow of heart to believe in all the prophets and all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures and things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. It came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened the scripture to us? There's some more nice reading there, but I think I'm going to stop right there. And maybe we can talk about some of these verses here. I think I'm going to title this this little opening here this morning, The Blessings of Today. You know, as we read here, they say that Jesus, these two disciples were walking together here. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And I had to think here now, Jesus, they didn't recognize Jesus at the time. And it's kind of mind-boggling to have him walking beside us like that, and they didn't recognize him. And I just had to wonder, why didn't Jesus just tell them who he was at the time? Why didn't he just say, "No, well, you know, don't you recognize me?" Or, you know, show him the prints on his hands like he did Thomas. But I got to thinking about this, and I think there's something in there that he wants us to see. He wants us to do exactly what these disciples did. If we remember right, it says there that they were sad. They were sad. And Jesus knew this. And he started walking with them. Jesus knew they were sad, but he still asked them why they were sad. He was drawing them out. He asked them questions to see how they was feeling. And I think it's just as important for me today, when I go to pray to him, that I tell him how I'm feeling, that I be detailed in my prayer. He wants us to, just like he did the disciples. He knew that they were sad, but he still asked them why they were sad. Today, Jesus knows our cares and cares about us, and he wants us to bring our cares to him. And like it says in Matthew there, come to him. 1 Peter says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. No, I think that's why he didn't reveal himself to him, because he wanted them, you know, to tell what was on their minds, on their hearts. And then that itself is a blessing, that we can go to him, and if we don't, we are missing a big blessing. Jesus is walking with them, and they were sad and confused and did not recognize him. He was right beside them. Sometimes we have blessings right beside us and are too focused on other things to recognize them. So we miss the blessings because we have our focus on things that look big to us. Are we seeing today's blessings? Maybe I'm by myself in this. I don't know. It could be. But sometimes we get so on things. Well, let's ask us this question. Do I have anything in my life today that seems to be bigger than God? Maybe it'd be a better question to ask me while I'm working, or, you know, during the week someday. It seems to be bigger than God. Do I have anything in my life that seems to be bogging me or than bigger than God? If I do and I'm focused on this, then I'm missing the blessings of today. Just like they were. Jesus walking right beside him, and they didn't realize it. We read in Mark 16 how Mary and Mary Magdalene, they talked among themselves, who will roll the stone away? And when they got there, the stone was away for them to see that he had risen. You know, I think a high percentage of our fears and our distrust and our worries, however you want to put it, I think a high percentage of them never happen. I don't think. And when we get so wrapped up in this, we miss the blessings. He rebuked these two disciples. He called them fools. He said in verse 25, he called them fools and slow of heart to believe. It wasn't that they wasn't believing. They were slow at believing, it says. But it's very sobering that Jesus called them fools. Now, when we get down here a little further, when they drew nigh unto the village, he made thou as he would go, of going further. And I think at that time, I think the disciples was feeling something that this something's a little different here. They could feel that something was a little different here, that Jesus kept walking further, but they said, abide with us. He said, come with us. After they knew that He was Jesus, they said, did not our hearts burn within us while we talked? While He talked with us, by the way, and while He opened the Scripture to us. Even before they knew it was Jesus, they felt attracted to Him. Now, in this life, do not our hearts burn within us as we desire to grow closer to Him and be more like Him? Another thing that I noticed here is when it says that their eyes were open, it seems like it just kind of flipped around. Once they seen it was the Lord, it kind of flipped around and went from positive to negative. Oh, didn't our hearts just burn within us as He talked with us, by the way? And I think there's many times in our lives that we can look back, and though at that time we didn't understand it, but once our eyes were open and we think back and we say, oh, now I know what He was trying to do. Now I know which way He was pointing. Even though a lot of times we don't see the big picture, but when the time comes and our eyes are open, like their eyes was open there, then things look different. Then we can see what He was doing in our lives. I'd just like to close here with a verse in Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that goes with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Thanks for listening. May the Lord bless you.